Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, as we continue to explore a more embodied faith, we're going to keep company with Jesus by choosing to see beauty in every person, including ourselves. In ancient Hasidic wisdom, there is a saying that every time we walk down the street, we are preceded by a host of angels singing, make way for the image of God. Trappist monk Thomas Merton's own moment of discovering the truth of each human's inherent worth and beauty is a beloved piece of his history and writing. In his book, Conjectures of a Guilty Bystander, he writes this. In Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all those people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another even though we were total strangers. I have the immense joy of being man, a member of a race in which God himself became incarnate. As if the sorrows and stupidities of the human condition could overwhelm me, now I realize what we all are. And if only everybody could realize this, but it cannot be explained. There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around shining like the sun. No, we aren't good simply because of the spirit in us, but because of our very humanity. We are loved in spirit and body. We are good in spirit and body. But too often we hate, dismiss, or simply ignore our bodies, and with it our very humanity. And so today's practice and invitation is simple: to see and acknowledge the beauty of being human. Much of this practice is an invitation for your day ahead when this recording ends and you no longer hear my voice. But first, I want to invite you to come into awareness of yourself, your body, your humanity, your very own flesh and blood. Take a moment to imagine that wherever you head today, a host of angels will precede you and announce, make way for the image of God. If you're in a space that allows it, perhaps stand and say these words out loud and then walk into them. Make way for the image of God. Now, if this feels hard or silly, I invite you to get curious about why. Ask God to help you see yourself as God sees you. Consider how your experience of yourself, your posture toward the world, might need realignment to match this truth that you are an image of God, that you are good and beautiful. I want to invite you to have a conversation with God right now about whatever this might stir up. The second part of today's practice is an invitation to take this posture into your day and to offer it to every person you encounter. Each time you see someone, imagine a host of angels preceding them and singing, make way for the image of God. Friend, today, may you have eyes to see the beauty of being human in both yourself and others, as we all walk around shining like the sun. Peace be with you.